Thank you for tuning in to the Mental Health Wealth Podcast. My name is Key Ford, and I'm the host. As we always start every show, we make sure that we use the disclaimer that any information obtained here about mental health, we hope that you see a primary doctor. Don't take this as me diagnosing you, because I'm not the one who's going to be able to do that. So if there's anything you're experiencing here, make sure you go and seek the necessary help to make sure you're going to be okay. Now, what we're going to discuss on this podcast today, we're going to look at communication. Now, I know you may say, well, what does communication have to do with our mental health? Well, you know, sometimes people have a very tough time communicating. And if I was to say something to someone and they didn't quite give me all the information I needed, or if I said something to someone, I should say, and didn't give them all the information they needed, and I expected them to do something and they didn't do it the way I wanted done, well, I could be angry with them. I could yell, scream, and just be irate. But I really have to ask myself, how did I communicate it to them? You know, what was my overall goal? What was I trying to do when explaining to them? So it's my hope today that we'll look at a few scriptures, and then we'll also just lay the foundation down for communication. Because if we are not able to communicate with one another, there's a lot of things that we won't get done. Proper communication is what we need in relationships, in friendships, and when we're working with one another, anything that we can think of, we have to have proper communication. You know, when I look at the Bible, there's a particular verse that I like in James chapter 1 and verse 19, a verse probably familiar with a lot of you all. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. You know, there's a reason I think about the fact that my granny, what she'll say, God gave you one mouth and two ears so that you can talk less and listen more. Well, it's the case that we always need to evaluate ourselves and make sure that when we express ourselves, we do it the correct way. And I know that sometimes people may say, well, I don't know the right words to say all the time. You know, it's the case that so often when we meet new people, we may not know what to say. You know, I encourage you to start off with a hi, my name is, or just say something that can break the ice. And once the ice is broken, you never know where you're going to go from there. You know, myself, and again, this is not about podcast about me. I just love the fact of just meeting new people. I make a friend wherever I go. I don't care where I am. I can be in the United States. I can be in Canada. You can put me in Africa, Europe, anywhere. You know what? I'm going to talk to somebody because I value communicating with people. One of my strong suits is I like to always keep in touch with people, whether it's people I used to see at school, whether it's friends I used to have. I like to be in constant communication with people because it helps me to continue to be rooted and keep up with people who I care about, because I tend to care about a lot of the people that I communicate with on a daily basis. Now, I know all of this groundwork sounds kind of basic, and it's probably things that you already know and things that you've heard, but I want to look at a few more scriptures because, again, when we think about how God's word allows us to know everything, the Bible gives us everything that pertains to life and godliness, 2 Peter 1 and verse number 3. So it's that mindset that we should have if we are going to communicate, that we do it the way that God has said for us to communicate. Now, again, in communication, you have to make sure you lay out all the things that you want to say. You have to lay out everything so that you leave nothing to the imagination, so the people or persons you're communicating with can understand you. So often, again, I say it to my wife, and I find myself lately apologizing because sometimes I expect my wife to be a mind reader, and I would be wrong if I said that I think that sometimes she wants me to do the same thing. But with myself, I'll say something and I expect, okay, the end result, but I don't tell her how to get there. And then once something is left out, I say, well, baby, you didn't do it. And she'll say, well, you didn't tell me. And I'll say, you know what? I'm sorry. Because I realized that, hey, I didn't communicate, or I did something that we shouldn't do, is I tried to fortune tell that basically if I tell her something that she will know exactly how to do it or know exactly what I'm thinking. Now, sometimes she does. Sometimes she's very good at packing things or doing things without me asking her. But that should not be the normal expectancy of people. because everybody's not going to go above and beyond. Everybody's not going to know you. So they may not be able to do things that you're thinking. So therefore, we have to communicate. Again, when we look at the Bible also, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29, another verse that's pretty familiar with a lot of us, dealing with the way that we talk. And sometimes when we communicate, we may be a little angry sometimes, but I want you to see what Paul writes to the church at Ephesus. He says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." So our communication should be used to edify and to add grace and to help people and encourage people. You know, again, now there are sometimes we have to communicate the bad things. We have to say, well, you've done something wrong and this is going to be the results or going to be the consequences. But communication should be something between two parties or a person communicating to a group that should be clear. It should be concise and it should be straight to the point to leave no room for people to interject something that may not be true. Now, this is where I go on a rant for myself and I think about where we are today. So often, people don't know how to communicate. And it shows because of the way friendships get lost behind things. It shows by if you go out to dinner and you see a family or you see a group of people, what is everybody doing? Everybody's on their devices. They're doing this instead of sitting with one another and communicating. You know, I hate to sound like the old man who said, well, you know what? I remember back in the days when we didn't used to have that and when we would have dinners and didn't have to have phones and all those things. You know, a part of me says, well, Key, that may be life now. That may be the way that things that people communicate. That may be the way that people hang out now. But there's something that's missing there. These our smart devices, our iPads, our iPhones and Androids and all these things, they have made it easier for us to communicate to one another, to keep in touch, but it has also given us something else that makes it hard for us to continue to communicate also because we have so many apps and things that distract us and things that knock us off track. And so our communication is not what it needs to be sometimes because we focus so much on those likes and those dislikes and these videos and those videos and say, well, look at this video, look at that. And we've lost the ability to just have that sit down dialogue with one another. You know, so often, even in the church today, we see many people who fight on social media and we're supposed to be Christians, but we don't have the mindset to go to one another and communicate properly. You know, I'm still under the impression that if I do something to someone, if someone is upset with me, you know, I'll call you. I'm not going to talk to you on Facebook about a problem that you and I have. I'm not going to slander you on Facebook. I'm not going to slander you on any social media account because if we're going to truly have communication with one another, I should be able to talk to you. You should be able to talk to me and we should be able to settle our problems. But again, we have missed the mark somehow and we have forgotten how to communicate. Sometimes we bring other parties into it without even talking to the person who has wronged us. When we read Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 19, it lets us know that if we have a problem with our brothers, we take it to that person and that person alone so that if we reconcile those things, nobody ever has to know that we had a problem. But somehow we have dropped the ball on the communication side and we fortune tell, we bring other people in, we do many things. We become aggressive in our tones. We do all those things that we're not called to do. Now, again, I'm not saying when you talk, you have to be just so quiet. We can even look at Jesus as our example. I find it hard to believe that as Jesus communicated to the people in the temple, that he was going in and just saying, okay, guys, just move. And he had his cord and he was being very quiet. No, the verbiage of the passages tells us that he may have been shouting and projecting his voice as he was moving the people out of the temple. But he communicated his point that he was angry at what they were doing because they were making the temple to be a den of thieves and they were not doing what needed to be done. So when we think about communication, there are things I want us to consider. Now, to get to the gist of where I wanted to go, the latest foundation. When we communicate with people, one thing we need to make sure we watch is our tone of voice. Now, when I say my tone, I know that there are people who are different. You know, I see several brethren who I hear who preach, and I can hear them, and man, they're very loud and they're very passionate, and their voices project easily. And then I'm shocked to even hear, once they get out the pulpits, that guess what? They still sound just as they were. Now, that doesn't mean that they're mad at anyone. That means that that's the way that they talk. But you know, when it comes to, if you're going to talk to somebody, sometimes you may have to bring your voice down. I work with children, as I've said from the beginning of the podcast. So a lot of times when I talk to children, and I'm 5'11", I'm a relatively big guy, I'll squat down to their level, make eye contact with them, and I'll lower my tone, and I'll say, "Okay, tell me what happened. What was so hard today? What was the fighting about? What was the screaming about? How do you truly feel?" And you know, you want to be able to, with your voice, provide a place for the children to be safe and for them to have that safety in the moment, knowing that, hey, this adult is not going to hurt me, even though they're bigger than me, even though they could potentially hurt me, that they're not going to hurt me. And so that's one of the things that I like to always remember, that you have to have the correct tone. You know, if you don't believe tone is important, even text someone in all caps. I guarantee they'll probably call you and say, "Man, what's wrong? Like, why are you texting in all caps?" Because you know what? Those caps, when we text, indicate that, hey, I'm yelling or I'm emphasizing a point, and you're trying to see exactly what's going on. And so when we communicate, we need to make sure that we use the proper tone if we're speaking, to make sure that we are conveying the message across the way we need to. You know, when we think about, there are many times people already have their mind made up and have their mind set on something, and they may feel overwhelmed by something or think that you're mad, and all it takes is a misreading of someone's tone or the way that they're communicating, and they'll say, "Well, I told you that person was mad at me. I told you they don't like me," or this and that. You know, there are many people who have lost friendships because of the way they felt a person was talking to them versus how the person was actually talking to them. And so again, and part of it is on us as hearers of the word that people say, we need to make sure that we are able to listen appropriately, hear what they're saying, and don't just say, "Oh, they just don't like me. They don't want to talk to me. Listen, they're yelling, they're doing X, Y, and Z." But that's not the case. Now, it just made me think of a verse. And again, when it comes to our tone, the proverb writer writes in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse number 1, we find these words: "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." Think about it. A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. If my tone is going to say everything, you'll know if I'm mad, because if I come in yelling and screaming, you can see it on my face, you know something is wrong. But when it comes to my tone, if I'm speaking pleasant and I'm saying yes sir, no sir, I'm listening, I'm communicating appropriately, it'll be known also. So when it comes to our communication, watch our tone. Even if you feel like you got your tone right, at least verify by the people or person that you're talking to. You can, as you talk, just make sure, and especially when there's contention. And I don't want to get too far ahead of where I'm going on the next episode, as we deal more with the part two of communication. We're going to deal with different communication types, but we'll get to that part next. We still have a ways to go on this first episode as we lay our foundation. And so after our tone, we need to watch our rate of speed. Now, I know you may say, well, Brother Ford, I'm not a person who's so concerned about pronouncing all my words right. And excuse me. And sometimes people will speak very fast. I know myself, I am a fast speaker, and especially when I get excited. When I get excited, man, I can go 9,000 miles per hour and saying what I'm saying, or even especially when I'm preaching, I can do the same thing. I've had sisters come up to me and say, hey, well, you need to slow it down a little bit. I didn't get the scriptures, or you quoted it so fast that I don't know where you are. So I guess that's for myself. I need to really take heed to that. And what I'm saying and making sure that what I'm conveying, the point is getting across. So my tone and the rate that I use when I speak, how am I speaking? Am I speaking too fast, or am I speaking so slow that it's causing someone to go to sleep? I need to make sure again that my communication is clear and that it's conveying what I'm trying to say. And so even for when we deal with our children, and I know especially when it comes to our children can easily be thrown off by these two, by the tone and by the rate of speed. If we say something fast and sharp, they may feel like, well, man, they just cut me there and I don't know what to do. And they don't do anything because they don't know what to do. They think the dad's angry, and they think that dad said it too fast. And so now I'll just do nothing. So I just won't get in even more trouble. Again, we have to improve on these things, not just on one person's part, on each of our behalves. Because again, we live in a world right now where social media runs everything, and a lot of our communication is through social media. Now, this is one that I chuckle when I say this, because it shows you how far we've gotten. I'll share a quick story with you. I was speaking with a guy, and he said he had some recent success. I can't remember what it was that he had done, but he had graduated, or he got a new job. I can't remember what it was. And he was like, oh, well, man, well, you didn't see on Facebook that I got X, Y, and Z. And I was like, no. And he was very confused at me that he was confused that I didn't see his post and I didn't like his post, and that I should know that because he posted it on Facebook. Well, I'll be the first one to tell you, that's not my means of communication. And it's okay if you don't have a Facebook account, or if you don't have an Instagram or a Twitter or any of these things. Communication, how you like it, is the way you should use it and be the most effective at using it. I'm still old school. I like to go and sit and talk with people. I'll write you a letter. I'll talk on the phone. I'll send a text message, any of those things. But to solely think that we have to just use one media or just to use this particular thing, you know, it's something that hurts us. And after the brother and I talked about it, after he calmed down and after he seen that there was a fallacy in what he was saying, you know, that he was saying, man, you know, I just can't believe that you didn't congratulate me or didn't see it. And so everything got better after that. We made great improvement after that. And he was saying that, hey, you know what? I understand now that everybody doesn't use or view social media the same way or spend the same amount of time on it. Can you imagine if that's the only way that we could talk to each other was through social media? How that would grow very tiresome and probably very boring, because there's a lot of things on social media that can take you away from your busy life, and you get so engulfed in that you end up not communicating with anybody. So I bring that story up to say, let's be mindful of how we communicate and the things that we do communicate, and how much time we spend in this avenue, whether it's through, like I said, through a media, or if it's we need to spend more time face to face with one another. My daughter had a musical this past week, and so after one of the days, I said, you know what, let's go have a daddy-daughter lunch. And my daughter now has a phone. But I told her, I said, hey, if we go sit down for lunch, you got to put your phone up. As soon as the food comes, you got to put the phone up. The phone has to go away, and we're going to talk. So she had a few minutes with her phone because she, you know, I guess, children and adults have to have their phone time for a minute. She did what she did, and then we had a great conversation. She told me all about her musical, told me about their plans for the next year for a musical, and just being able to get more information. You know, it was very refreshing, because I know a lot of times, even when my wife and I go out, we'll make sure we put our phones up. My wife will be the first one to say, "Hey, put the phone up. It's us. Let's talk." So why is, again, the question we ask, why is a topic like this so important? Well, again, I find it to be very important when you look up studies and you find out that there are children who have to take college classes to learn how to communicate with people, that people are not able to read people's body language. People are not able to read people's facial expressions and to be able to read certain social cues about people that lets them know when they should say something, when they should not say something. Could you imagine going into a room and you make a joke, and then but the joke was inappropriate, but you didn't know, and then you're looking around and saying, "Why is everybody upset with me?" Well, you know, it's because you communicated something in an inappropriate way that didn't fit right in the room. And so now we are in dire times where we need to learn more about communication. You know, everything that we put out, the words that we say are important. It's important for me to watch what I say. It's important for me to make sure that when I speak, that I speak as one who speaks truth, because I can easily communicate something that is false and that is not appropriate if I'm not knowledgeable of what needs to be done. And so, or if I'm not knowledgeable of a situation, I'm sorry, but all these things could help us to better ourselves. You know, there are many people who struggle with mental health issues and they can't communicate how they feel because of what they've been through. And sometimes they need a safe place to just express those things. There are sometimes people can't get out of abusive situations because they have been so connected to an abuser and the way that they communicate with them that they don't believe that there's anything better out there. There are so many people who become very passive and they're non-confrontational, so they'll let people run all over them and they can just say, "Well, things will be all right. It'll get better later," instead of sticking up for themselves. And these are more things that we'll talk about later, but I want us to see how important it is, because if you are a person who is having trouble communicating things that are going on in your life, if you're having trouble with building friendships or maintaining friendships, it could be also inside of your marriage. I know a lot of times we see it, and it's very unfortunate that marriages suffer because of communication issues. A husband may want to do one thing, a wife may decide she wants to do something else, and they can never compromise on what needs to truly be done in order for them to have success, in order for them to even just communicate properly to where they can rear children and even mend their broken fences. You know, communication is key to a lot of things. We talk about church. We talk about the church, I should say, and how if we're not communicating inside the church, what will happen? Well, the church won't thrive. Same thing as with home. The same thing as with any relationship. So I hope that you follow me down this path that we're going to go, because we're going to deal with, again, looking forward, we're going to deal with the types of people or the types of communication, and then we're also going to deal with fighting fair, because these two situations right here, the types of communicators and fighting fair, are something that I hope that we can utilize and that we can look at ourselves and say, okay, this is what I'm doing. I can notice it myself. And now I need to change it before something bad truly happens, or that I get myself in a position where I have a need and I need to express that I need this need taken care of, that I need it to be met because I'm hurting or I'm alone or I really need something. Don't let pride stop you from communicating the things that you need. So many times people suffer in silence because they refuse to communicate with somebody because they don't want to feel less of a person or feel like they need somebody. Well, I want to just say that we all need somebody. We all need each other to make it in this world. Most importantly, we need God, so that communication that we need to make sure we first have is that we are in the right relationship with God, and the rest of the things can follow in helping us to take care of our mental health needs. But communication is something that is very, very key. No one is a mind reader. Nobody can read the mind of others. We can say, well, I thought they were new, but again, oh, I thought they were, no, not new. I'm sorry. My grammar sometimes doesn't grammar. But it is the fact that it's a beautiful thing that communication can be had, and communication can really save a lot of the relationships that we have. So in my closing thoughts on this communication 101 and just laying the foundation, remember, tone and rate of speed, not presenting yourself as a threat. I can't think of what year it was, but there was a year, it may have been 2016, it may have been right after preaching school, and I was talking with a brother, and this was way before I started doing anything in the mental health field, way before I started any type of counseling, and was talking with a brother, and I can just remember he was so angry, and he was speaking with his wife, and she would not talk. And the more that she talked, that when I went over, the more that she said something to me, he got irate because she wouldn't say anything to him. And I was like, dude, the way that you're talking to your wife, the communication that you have with her, you're coming off as a threat. And she's not trying to talk to the threat. She wants to leave from the threat. And so they end up sitting down and they started to talk. He had to learn to tuck that passion that moment it was purely rage and anger. But when he tucked that in and through counseling, you know, they're still married today, to God be the glory. But he had to learn that the way he was communicating with his wife was not going to be what was going to keep them together. It was going to push them further and further away. You should not give up on things and throw away things because you refuse to change how you communicate with people. You know, I know that I'm the man of my house. My wife knows that I'm the man of the house, but I'm going to communicate it in a way that's going to be acceptable in God's eyesight, and to make sure that she knows that also that I value her. I'm not going to belittle her and make her feel less of a person. I'm going to communicate with her so that I can dwell with my wife according to knowledge. Well, that was a mouthful to just start off with. Like I said, some very basic things, but I hope that you will tune in next time when we go to our next episode on communication, where we talk about the types of communicators. Thank you for stopping in with us.